Let me ask the question. What do y'all think about the death penalty, y'all first?
Let's just go ahead and just start it. Do you guys think the death penalty is morally correct? I gotta have my mouth like right on here.
Yeah. Morally?
Keep your mouth close to the mic.
I do not think it's
morally correct or morally all right.
It depends. It depends on what they did.
In order to deserve the death penalty?
Yes.
All right. What are your thoughts, Dorian?
Are we already starting?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My thoughts on the death penalty is that people that kill people, rape people, should be killed. No excuses.
Now, I got an example of why it depends. And you know what I'm talking about. YNW Melly. We don't even know if he killed anybody, but they got him on death row.
I feel like there needs to be solid evidence before we're going to accuse somebody.
But they did have evidence on him.
But is it solid evidence? That's the true
and
honest question.
Him saying it in a song is not solid evidence.
It's not, though.
Because everybody lies in their songs. Let's be
honest.
Right.
People could really just lie about that.
People lie in their songs all the time.
You have a lot of people. You have a lot of people that tell the truth in their songs. You know, you don't understand until like the last minute. So you can't just go off what other people rap about. Because some people rap fake stuff, but some people tell the truth. Like about depression, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Like Juice WRLD.
RIP, he wrapped it in his song, man. I'll tell
you. I got all the evidence.
So you guys' thoughts on the death penalty is that there needs to be incriminating evidence on these subjects and in situations.
Yes.
All right. So when we speak on things like the evidence of the death penalty, who's to say that this person wasn't framed for the evidence or possibly covered up the evidence of a murder?
True.
To say that that individual could get away with murder even. Because it's not unheard of or an uncommon practice for maybe high-level mob bosses or even federal agents.
Even
sometimes.
Rappers. Some rappers be covering up their murders because they want to stay out. They think they're crime bosses or whatever.
Like, right.
I agree with you 100% on that. And
but do you think that it's too far to kill somebody or put them to death because they raped someone?
I mean, there's rehab for everything, but sometimes rehab don't always work. And I feel that we shouldn't choose a person to death, but like in situations where it's towards you, like a family member's harmed or anything, your first thought is that person should be in jail for life or die. So
would it be worse to let that individual rot in the jail cell?
I mean, yeah, it would, but it'll give the person a lot of time to think about his actions or her actions towards the person they did it to.
So do you feel that that's a form of rehabilitation in that sense?
I mean, it goes both ways, depending on how long the person stays in there.
I feel like jail could be, if they get a decent amount of time, jail could be a good rehabilitation.
So do you think that the only time a death penalty should be used is when somebody has murdered
it's
another
like
individual?
Mass, like, say,
mass
if
murder?
It's proven, yes,
like
mass
a,
murder.
Like a serial killer should just be put to death. Because
or a school shooter.
Typically, they're going to have tendencies to
redo
what they did. Because they're probably homicidal or sociopath or just not mentally in the right place to really be rehabilitated. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so, you're right on that. And I think that it should be, like, with the people that did the crime multiple times and you have enough evidence on them, like you just said, they should be put to death.
All right. Well, I would go ahead and say that that concludes this podcast.
Yes, sir.
Good conversation, right, everybody. That was nice.
We'll catch y'all up for the next one.